Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us go ahead and bow our heads and recite the HMT motto. A man can only take so much disrespect. And with that being said, this is another article that's coming from my slush pile, but I'm glad that I saved it because it does fit within the marathon parameters. Now, this article was published on the 17th of June. 27-year-old man catches wife, 23, in the act with another man, stabs her to death, and surrenders to police. Police in El Gallo, Maricuit County are holding a 27-year-old man who killed his wife in cold blood after suspecting her of cheating on him. Solomon Kalimo is said to have traveled from Nairobi to Eaton on June 14th with only one mission: confirm allegations that his 23-year-old wife was having an affair with a neighbor. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Sources told K24 Digital that an enraged Kalimo asked neighbors where the man, one Dan Magwani, who had allegedly been cheating with his wife, lived after failing to find her at home on arrival. Kalimo is said to have stormed Mr. Magwani's house where he found the two in the act and attacked them. Magwani managed to escape, but the wife was not so lucky as she was stabbed several times with a kitchen knife. She succumbed to the injuries. Confirming the incident, KO North Sub-County Police Commander Tom McCory said police are holding Mr. Kalimo or Kiplimo, whichever, who surrendered himself at the Eaton Police Station after committing the heinous act. We have already opened an inquest into the incident at Capshaw Estate. He allegedly found the two in bed and started attacking them using a knife, killing the wife instantly, McCory told K24 Digital on the phone. Medical reports indicate that the wife succumbed to multiple stab wounds to the stomach, chest, and neck. McCory added that they were also looking for Magwani to record a statement on the incident, which shocked locals. Police who arrived at the scene moved the body to Eaton County Referral Hospital morgue pending a post-mortem examination. Wow. Well, well, well. Let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in the other man's home, so I got to give this one a 5. Method of execution. He put her to the blade. Got to go with a 10 on that one. Psychological impact. I'm going to go with a 5. And for the brutality factor, you guys know I'm going with a 10 on this one. So, Mr. Kalimo gets a score of 30. Gentlemen, here we have yet another harlot who ended up getting caught in the act and paid for it with her life. Now, this reminds me of another situation that I was made privy to that happened in Peru, Lima. Someone told me about this, and you could actually go and see the video on the YNC.org Amazon.com and I saw it. Oh, yeah. Same situation. Dude catches his wife getting plowed from the back and he pulls out the blade and goes to work. Gentlemen, these modern women do not want to be wives. They only want the husband for the security, but they still want to be in these streets. So, hey, if a man catches his wife cheating on him, she brought it on herself. I don't feel bad for women who get caught cheating and the husband decides to do something about it. Because as we all know, women are far more likely to cheat. And she was a young woman too. Yeah, she wanted to still be in them streets, but she wanted to keep the husband as her insurance policy. Oh, well, oh, well. Understand this, ladies. The power will eventually go out. Feminism and your sexual liberation that you seem to enjoy at the price of your husband's will go out right along with it. And trust and believe, more husbands who catch their wives cheating are going to take matters into their own hands. And whatever happens, happens. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Your pussy! Hey, bring the camera, son. Bring the camera. All the young girls who want to make life with pussy, your pussy will perish with you in hell. May your pussy perish with you. May your smooth pussy, creamier pussy, and tight pussy perish with you.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah, fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.